We're getting more details about how effective vaccines may be against the new Omicron variant. Pfizer and BioNTech announced this morning that people who get a booster of the company's vaccine have significant protection against the variant. It's preliminary data, but an important early indicator of how the vaccines stack up against this evolving coronavirus. Let's bring in Dr. Abdul Al-Sayed. He is an epidemiologist and former city health commissioner for Detroit. Doctor, welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Tanya.
With the understanding that this is preliminary data, what do you take away from Pfizer's announcement today?
Well, this is certainly good news, and I just want to put this in the context of the questions that we ought to be asking about any new variant, this one in particular right now. Is it more transmissible? Is it more severe? And does it achieve vaccine escape? And this answers that third question to some respect for the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. And what they looked at was the degree of, in a test tube, the antibody response among people who had had three doses of Pfizer-BioNTech's vaccine versus just two doses, and the response to Omicron versus Delta versus garden variety COVID. And what they found is that the response among people who've had three doses to Omicron is similar to the response of people who've had two doses to garden variety COVID, though it is less than the response of three doses to Delta. All of that says that boosters are going to be critically important in terms of being able to stave off this oncoming potential Omicron surge.
Right, right. Boosters, extremely important. The recommendation is that people get a booster shot 6 months after becoming fully vaccinated. Do you think the CDC should now recommend people get boosted sooner because of the protection the booster shot may provide to this variant?
That's right, Tanya. I wouldn't be surprised if we did see some movement on that, given that those recommendations were made in the context where we did not know that Omicron could exist or existed. And we're now in a situation where you do have Omicron making its way through the United States. And I would not be surprised if those recommendations change, given what we're finding out about the effect of a booster on Omicron responsivity.
Doctor, we know that Michigan, where you are, has been in the midst of a new wave of infections. What can you tell us about the situation there today?
Yeah, it's an important reminder that the issue that we're really dealing with right now, even though we're having these conversations about Omicron, is really still Delta. And in particular, in upper Midwest states where the temperatures drop down, it's in the 20s here today, and people are moving indoors. And that's led to a Delta surge here. Importantly, hospitals are filling up, though not to the degree that you would expect given the level of cases, where we are, you know, near all-time highs in terms of cases, but not yet there when it comes to hospitalizations, though hospitals are filling up. It is a reminder that the third dose is critical, not just in protecting against Omicron, as we found out today, but also protecting against Delta, that and all of the same things we've been talking about to protect yourself from COVID, whether it's wearing a mask, being diligent about the kinds of social engagements, particularly indoors, that you may choose to partake in, and then, you know, washing your hands and distancing.
That's Dr. Abdul Al-Sayed, an epidemiologist and former city health commissioner for Detroit. As always, it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.